Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining me. Kurt Rogers with me now and will be for this hour as we do this on a monthly basis and really get an update on not just the mortgage market, folks, but there's a lot of you out there that are listening thinking, hey, where's housing headed? You know, there's so many, you know, quote-unquote pundits running around that claim to be the expert in, you know, here this is coming or that's coming or this bubble's about to burst and, you know, and on we go. And there's all sorts of those guys out there. And by the way, I'm not saying we discount all of that. I think you look at everything in a very measured way, and that's what we're going to try to do this hour, is really give you guys, how should I say this, Kurt, the facts and the data behind where I think things are headed and probably you as well. And then, you know, you all out there can, you know, listen in and, you know, determine what you want to do on your end. But I think the data speaks for itself. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, the information's out there if you kind of sift through it, and it's pretty consistent across the board.
Right.
Where the market's headed, what it's going to do, and why it's going to continue to do what it's doing.
And real quick, caveat is, and I know there's folks listening probably in Kansas, Nebraska, sometimes New Mexico, Wyoming especially. This is going to be specific to the Front Range Colorado yes. area. I know there's some other areas out there, and a lot of you are listening, but I don't know what's going to happen in Lamar, Colorado, okay? I don't know what's going to happen in Burlington. I can talk to this metro area and what I feel are a lot of mountain communities just because I'm experiencing it as we speak, so I know more about some of that, but I can't tell you what's going to happen to real estate in Cheyenne.
No, you can't.
I'm not in that area.
And a lot of that, and we'll probably get into that, John, is about what's the economy doing in those areas
right.
that's going to be able to justify that. Because in some areas, the property values aren't going to go up. They don't go up as much in Weld County as they do in Douglas County.
Good point.
It just varies depending on other factors.
Okay, one thing I wanted to throw at Kurt, and I had this the other day, and we talked about it, but I wanted to bring it up again today when he was here. And this, by the way, is public knowledge. Any of you can go look at these things. And these are the sorts of things that I look at. Joe, our great listener, actually sent me this, and you guys all send me all sorts of different things, which I appreciate. But these are things I look at as well, but I appreciated Joe sending me this. But this is actually data coming from U-Haul. So why would I care about data from U-Haul? Well, data from places like U-Haul, actually, they watch closely where are their one-way rentals. So if there's a ton of one-way rentals, make sure I spit that out correctly, a lot of rentals coming from, let's say, Colorado to Oklahoma City.
Right.
I just picked that city. If they see that, then they're looking at that saying, wait a minute, there's a trend. There's people, man, more than we've normally seen, picking up, renting a truck, moving from Denver to Oklahoma City. That's a trend. And they look at these things, folks. They have all of that data. So some of you may not realize this, but when you rent a one-way truck, they understand that. Now, they also believe throw into the mix if you've got a college kid and you're renting a trailer and you're going to a college town. I mean, they track all that stuff.
They
pretty much know, what's going on, where are people moving to, and so on. And we're a very, you know, mobile society where we move around in all lower 48 states and even to Hawaii and Alaska. So here's my point. They track this stuff. They've got data on it. And the recent data from 2021, we're just in the first month and a half is all. So all of the 2020 data shows, here's the top six states. I'll give you the top 10. Let's do it that way. Top 10 states. Number one, believe it or not, is Tennessee.
Right.
Where people are migrating to. Okay. Not from, but to. Tennessee number one, Texas number two, Florida number three, Ohio 4, Arizona 5, and Colorado is number 6. By the way, up from number 42.
In 19.
That's right. So Colorado went from number 42 in 2019 to number 6 in 2020. So I want you all to remember that as Kurt and I go through and talk about some of the things today regarding, you know, housing and mortgages and how that works and where are we out on the timeline and all those different things. And you always can call in and ask Kurt a question directly, by the way. So feel free to do that, 303-477-5600. If you have something even specific, keep in mind, we don't know who you are. We don't know what your net worth is or where you live or your address or anything along those lines. So if you just have a question for Kurt, and a lot of you do, call us and we'll get Kurt to answer that, you know, best of our ability. In some cases, he needs to see more information to give you an exact answer. But you're always welcome to call in. To round out, by the way, the top 10, number 7 is Missouri, number 8 is Nevada, and number 9 is North Carolina. Now, when I look at the top 10, by the way, what do I see?
Nothing on the East Coast, nothing on the West Coast. That's where they're moving from.
And by the way, not...
except Florida.
Florida's a little different because it's pretty big state, and there's some highly populated areas, but it's also got really warm weather and oceans and things like that. But what you're not seeing is California. You're not seeing New York.
Oregon, Washington.
You're not seeing Seattle. You get my drift here, folks. Yes. Where I'm going really is you're seeing, other than maybe Ohio, which I think is kind of an outlier, you're seeing a lot of people moving into the more rural and what they might see as a little slower pace of life or a place with a lot of outdoor activities that they can enjoy, i.e. Tennessee, i.e. Nevada.
North Carolina, Texas,
Colorado, Arizona. You get where I'm going here, folks? That's why we're doing as well, you know, housing wise in Colorado as well. Even though we've had some job loss and we've actually got one of the higher unemployment rates in the country right now, our housing market, even with that, is still very strong.
Extremely strong. It really is.
So everything I say makes sense?
You're exactly right. And I've been in the other side of that. The reason that that's an indicator is all those people are moving in. In addition, if you try to rent a U-Haul truck, they will charge you more from another city because they have to have it brought in because it's sitting here. When they're renting them out, they're going to charge you more money for a drop-off fee to Colorado than anywhere else. And we're still number 6.
Number 6.
And there's a lot behind that if you start looking at the numbers.
All right, we'll come back and talk more about that, even get some ideas from Kurt on, you know, rates, where are things headed, what's going on, you know, on that end of things. And again, if you got a question for Kurt, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Geno's Auto Services next, folks. And at Geno's, they want to take care of you, your vehicle, and really, at the end of the day, save money. I talked earlier in the 3 o'clock hour that, i.e. at Texas, reliability costs money, folks, which means your vehicle as well. So if you want to keep that vehicle reliable and top working order, you got to spend some money on preventative maintenance to make that happen. Geno's can do all of that and your repairs as well. It's Geno's with a J, 303-794-6700. It's Geno'sAutoservice.com.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Purifer Chevrolet, and if you're looking to buy a newer used car, truck, SUV, you name it, they've got you taken care of. Even if you've got a fleet and you're looking for some fleet vehicles, they can do that also. And don't forget the used car lot there as well. And they can find you a car, by the way, if it's not on the lot. So give them a call today. It's like going back in time to buy a car. Highway 52 and Highway 85 in Fort Lupton. It's a really easy drive, folks. 303-659-8311.
You know, when I go into Purifoy Chevrolet, they don't give you that feel like they're there to take your money or they only care about the sale. They really, truly seem to care about me, and that means a lot to me. I've had the privilege of going into Purifoy Chevrolet to see Rolly's office. And when you see Rolly Purifoy and his family, and especially his father, because his dad was so involved in this business, you really get a sense of what it means for it to be a family. Then when you see customers come in, you also realize that they treat their customers the same way they would their family members. It was very clear that the customers come back again and again and again. There's kind of this real family feel of they want you to come in, be so pleased that you'll continue to come in and have a pleasant experience and people that treat you like family, and you can't get better than that. So that really has stuck with me, and I think that's really something unique about Purifoy Chevrolet that means you should go there.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And before we get into rates and things like that, Kurt has something he also wanted to make folks aware of that starts March 1st.
New application.
For mortgages.
For mortgages.
All mortgages?
All mortgages across the board. When you fill out an application, it's called a 1003. You know, you've all gone through and signed it. It's normally 4 pages long. It's now gone to 7 pages, half the size print that it used to be per person. So the actual loan application now is going to be closer to 14 to 15 pages. It has a lot of the same information, but there's a lot more specific information they're looking for. And
like?
It's been in the works for the last 7 years.
So what's the one page that they're really, you know,
Well, they ask a lot more questions about income. If you're getting any income for car allowance or housing or any kind of bonuses or any little quirks here and there, they're going to ask more about assets and they're going to ask more about debt. Do you have any kind of debt that you're paying somebody? Like, are you paying for grandma's nursing home, something? They want to know how much money more is going out. Hmm. They're getting real specific.
Will this help or hurt most people?
They say it's designed to make it much more user-friendly for the consumer. I think it helps the banks more than anybody else, and it makes other people do the underwriter's job. They're just going to tighten the screws down to make sure that everything you tell them is true.
Okay.
There's no place of hiding things anymore.
I see this as even more cookie cutter, to where if they can get all the boxes checked correctly and all the income is correct and you don't have any excess expenses, or
right,
you know, maybe you get a company car, so now they're going to give you a little ad for having a company car because you don't have a gasoline or a vehicle expense, what I'm trying to say,
right
there. I see them doing that and making it really more of almost, let me say it this way, Kurt. Almost AI-driven loan.
Computerized, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Loan approvals.
Yeah, it's
you know, our AI being artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
So if all the boxes are as such and
boom,
everything lines out and the credit report looks great, there may not even be a set of human eyes looking at it down the road.
All
That's
they
how
wanted,
I see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they'll do that, and then they'll just tie the credit report to it, go, okay, yeah, we're fine.
That's how I see this going. Maybe I'm wrong. But
no, I don't disagree
with
that.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, it could make it much more streamlined. But for some people, it's going to make it much more difficult.
It'll make it more of a nightmare.
Yeah, self-employed again.
Especially.
They're always
going after us.
Yeah. 42% of the people that work.
Okay, and I know this is a – well, okay, before I go to the next question for you, there's also something in that new document that says if you do something purposely or even accidentally
– you can be fined or put in prison. Now, that's brand new to the new application.
That's a little scary.
It is a little scary. If you unintentionally omit something, they say, that you can face a fine. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, if you don't tell them how many kids you got, or if you forget that you get this, you know, $25 a month bonus from somebody, and they're going to come after you for that.
No, they're probably not going to come after you if it's an income thing. But if you all of a sudden, you know, forgot that you're paying to keep grandma in the nursing home, and that's $1,000 a month, and you forgot to put that down, that's a little different,
yeah,
right?
That's an opportunity for them to... If the house, they're not going to come after you as long as you're making money. Let's be real about it. Money's coming in, they're not going to chase you in most cases. It's if there's a problem with a payment and they got to foreclose, now they're going to look for where it's at. And they're going to look.
Yeah, why didn't you tell us you had this $1,500 a month nursing home payment?
Yeah.
Right?
That's those things.
And
could
now
pop up.
That's where the screws could really come down, right?
Yeah.
So am I thinking correctly?
You were thinking very much correctly. So the interview now is going to be a little bit more specific.
Okay. And that, by the way, will be for
March
all
1st.
Brokers, not just Curt. And I assume that's nationwide.
Nationwide.
Not just Colorado.
That's correct.
Okay. One other question I've always wanted to ask you, and I don't know why I've never done this. All the years you've been on with me. Is every state the same when it comes to the rules that you guys have to abide by? Or are there a set of federal rules and then / state rules as well? Or how does that work?
The three main bodies that do the financing are Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Jenny Mae. Jenny Mae is basically FHA and VA. Those are federal.
Okay.
They'll set the guidelines. Now, every lender, no matter what state they're in, can run their own what's called overlays. For example, FHA says, we'll do manufactured homes. We'll do them to 95%. The lender says, I will do them to 90, or I won't do them at all.
Okay.
So they can become more specific and say, I don't want that. You know, the Fannie Mae says you can go down to a 600 credit score over here, and they go, no, we want to have a 640.
Okay.
Those are the overlays that the individual lender, specific. The states do have their own forms that they have. Like Colorado has a form called the Colorado Tangible Net Benefit.
Right.
You have to be able to prove why you're doing the loan, stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I signed that just the other day.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I know. I get that. Okay, when it comes to... you guys specifically, the mortgage brokers, you know, the loan brokers, I guess you could say, however you want to say
right.
That, who regulates you guys?
The lender, basically, with their overlay. I'll have one lender, for example, that I must have a form signed so I can give it to the title company that authorizes the title company to get the payoff. The lender requires that.
Okay.
No other lender requires it, but I have to because that's my title company.
Okay.
That's
now,
the one I choose.
How does the... You know, DORA, the Division of Regulatory Agencies, come into play in Colorado for you?
They'll do audits periodically. If there's complaints, they'll come in and they'll ask for documentation. They'll look. Other than that, in most cases, no. If they see you misadvertising, when you advertise on TV or on radio, there's certain information you must disclose every time.
Right.
Like I do. It's the NMLS number, the address. There's just certain things you have to disclose. And when they see somebody not doing this, they might come up and knock on their door and say, okay, what are you doing? Okay. Maybe give them a warning.
So now that is state by state?
That is state by state.
And that's why you have to do something different if you wanted to do this in Wyoming or Nebraska or Arizona, because that becomes a different
deal? Yeah, many years ago, all the way back to 2009, they came out with what's called NMLS, National Mortgage Licensing System.
Okay.
In order to do a loan anywhere in the country, you have to be licensed through the NMLS. Now, that is state-specific. Colorado has a licensing requirement to where once a year when we take our 20-hour class, we have to take 8 hours of 2 hours of state class.
Okay.
So we have 20 here plus 2 there. So there's different things that we have to do for the state, and each state is different. You can get, for example, you can go out and get licensed in another state. And there's 37 states that I can do business in without doing the state licensing because they don't have it. So my NMLS license will allow me to go there, but I got to get approved by the state.
Okay.
And that can cost $150 to $200, $300, $400, $500. Choose if you want the state.
Each state. Okay.
Some states are more than others.
No, that makes total sense.
That's the state.
No, that makes total sense.
Like California, New York. They're real expensive to get included in. Real.
All right. One other thing I want you to explain, because I'm not going to say that this is false advertising by some of your competitors, but I think it's misleading advertising, and you hear it all the time. In fact, I'm hearing it more and more lately, and I really don't know why. And that's this misconception that all of our brokers are salary-based. Don't worry, they're not going to come after you and try to pressure you into making a loan because they're salary-based.
It's not, you're correct, it's not a lie. The state law requires that if you're going to be a mortgage broker and get paid W-2, uh-huh. which in order to do an FHA law, you have to be, if you're going to get W-2'd and you work in the office more than 50% of the time, you have to be minimum wage, which is salary.
Okay.
So now they may say to you, we will pay you $600 a month as a salary, or we'll pay you $1,000 a month as a salary, and you gather the information. That's the basic loan officer. But many of these companies that do that, that's not the person who you deal with. That's the person that starts the file that they're paying salary to. Now you're going to switch the loan. We are regulated, and that changed in 2016. We can't change our compensation per rate or per loan size. We can't do that. It's set.
Okay.
So whatever it is, it is. So if I get you 1.99 or I get you 2.5, I get paid the same. So I'm on your side to get you the best rate.
Okay.
As a broker, that's where I go out and try to find the lenders with the best rate that don't charge.
Right.
That's the whole purpose. Okay. Other lenders, because they are what's called correspondent lenders, they can make as much as they want and bypass that regulation because they're using their own money to fund the loan. So they then become the bank, and they're exempt from that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Always learn something. This is good stuff. If you got a question for Kurt, please call us 303-477-5600. I promise when we come back, we will get into, you know, just where rates are, the different types of mortgages that are out there, how you can, you know, really protect yourself on the mortgage side of the fence, even tap into some of that equity. We'll talk about that in a moment as well. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. Make sure your vehicle is where it needs to be. They'll sell you Cooper tires at cost. And as we just went through literally this snowstorm this morning, even I saw lots of people slip sliding around without proper equipment. Go to Extreme and get that handled today. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, folks, as we talk about mortgages and saving money and investing money and doing all the things with it, guess what? That's where Al Smith comes into play, and he can help you make some of those decisions moving forward and even tell you in some cases what to do in these cases. So give Al a call today, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Charlie Grimes as well. All right, let's talk interest rates. It's always the one thing everybody wants to know about, and I realize that that's sort of like buying cars on payments. You really need to know what the whole deal is because there's a lot more to it than typically what just the rate is. But it's always the first question people ask. Where are rates?
Rates are as low as they've ever been. In 1940 and 1950, rates were at 5.25. Right now, they're in the twos. Now, the question is, you'll see people advertise 1.99 or 2.25.
Well, there's a catch.
The fine print, do yourself a favor. Hit the freeze button on your TV. Walk up and try to read that small print. Even after you freeze it, it's tough. But there are stipulations that make that allowable. It can be loan to value, can be credit score, can be type of property. There's things that come into play. You can't take cash out that's going to affect that rate.
Right.
But rates are going to be in the low twos, depending on the type loan you get, to the high twos. And they've been this way now.
For a year plus.
Yeah, for a year. And they're not going to change. Yeah. They're going to go up a little bit one week, turn around, come back down the next. The federal government is paying $120 billion a month in the bond market. The bond market's what controls mortgages. They're going to keep doing that. They understand with what we're going through that the housing market and the car business have to stay intact for the economy to keep going. And they're going to keep funneling it. That's why the Fed's fund rate is down to what it is, to almost zero. That's why they're buying the bond markets, to keep that money flowing. Because when people own homes and own cars, they spend money in other areas.
Right.
They travel. They do things.
It's the American way.
It's important for those to work, and they're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, I agree. And so back to Colorado, and a lot of you are probably thinking out loud, okay, great. That's all fine and dandy, guys, but where are we at in Colorado? How long is this going to last? Should I, sell out, pack up, move someplace else? Do I have a year left of appreciation? Where are we at in Colorado? And I will tell you, as a native that has literally lived here my entire life, I have owned homes since 1986 in Colorado. That was my first home I bought, was in 1986. So do the math, folks. I've been a homeowner for a very, very, very long time. I've never lost money on any house I've owned in Colorado. There's been some that, the market didn't do great for the 3 or 4 years I was there, but I've always come out ahead on any kind of property when it was all said and done. And do I see that continuing in Colorado? Yes, I do.
One of the quick indicators, if you're worried about the market, is you can go online and get a day supply of what homes are pre-existing.
And we're way low right now.
We're under 30 days. They want that well over 90. They want it around 100 to 105.
Yeah, and real numbers here, folks, just so you know, right now it ranges anywhere from, 3 to 4,000 homes in stock at any given time right now, and that's about that 30-day supply. Because normally we carry about 12,000 homes in inventory.
Correct.
In the Denver metro area. So if you do the math, you can kind of figure out where we are and why the demand is so high.
So if you're worried about that, once a month, just sit down, go online, find out what the day supply of home. Once it gets above 60, then you could start thinking about it.
And
until that point, no.
I'm going to add one more caveat to what Kurt said, because it's the other thing I do. Go look at what some of those homes in that 4,000 number really are. And in a lot of cases, which, by the way, is true right now, you're going to find what I call turds. T-U-R-D-S. Yeah, turds. In other words, these are houses that really are kind of bottom of the barrel, and most people don't want to own them in the first place.
They haven't been upgraded. They need work.
Thank you. So there, to me, yeah, they're part of inventory, and I'm not going to say they're not, but it's sort of like going into that parts store, looking up and down the shelves of the parts store, and you go back to this deep corner, and there's some part that you've been seeing there for the last 5 years that you look at, blow the dust off, and think, who's buying this thing?
Right.
That's what I mean by the houses that are in some of that inventory right now.
And that's why.
Right.
That is exactly, you're right on. And that's why the builder's production is up 25% to 30%, because they have to fill the gap.
Yeah.
And builders are just slammed right now.
They can't build them fast enough.
No, they can't.
And by the way, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying it is what it is. The thing that you need to be careful of right now, if you're one of those people looking at a new home, if I were advising you on that, is we've talked about this with Kurt on many of our Monday Mortgage Minutes, is be careful of the financing on that new home and how they're trying to do that. I would
Correct.
Call Kurt no matter what. Second of all, though, because of what Kurt just said, I could see where we had some of these issues in the past. Granted, we've got, inspections and things like that, and some of our codes are much tighter now than they were, let's say, in the 90s or even the 2000s. Although I think there's one caveat right now that we need to remember, that being COVID. I can tell you right now that there's a lot of inspections being done via an iPhone and FaceTime.
Yes.
And I will tell you that when it comes to home inspections, especially when it comes to a city person being out there and really looking through things, in my opinion, that ain't good enough.
Yeah, they might miss something.
I would say that that's fairly high chance of that happening. So, in other words, be careful is what I'm getting at. And not saying that there's, you know, builders out there that are going to try to cheat anybody, but you know, they're in a hurry. They're trying to get these things done as quickly as they can. And just like anything else that comes along in life, if they feel like they can get by with some things that they don't have to make, you know, 1,000% correct, and the homeowner is still going to just, you know, take it and they can pass on it and keep going, they will.
And you bring up a good point about builders and using a mortgage broker. I think if you're going to go out to a new build, you need to bring a realtor, and I'm going to explain why, and then a mortgage broker. The main reason you need to bring a realtor, they are free to you.
Yep.
Because the builder has to pay them. Now, unlike somebody that has a pre-existing home, they can raise the price to pay for that realtor.
They can't on that one.
A builder can't because he's got set list prices.
Right.
So when you come out to make the offer and you have a realtor, they can't jack the price up. That realtor becomes free. So their job becomes real important in how they what
agree.
They can look for and how they can save you money.
I agree with that. The other thing they will do for you, by the way, folks that are listening, is in a lot of cases, not only will they make sure all the paperwork and everything else is great, but you have an advocate. And so, if, for example, you're walking the home and you're like, wait a minute, hey, because I'm going to use a real world example. Okay, I bought a house back in the day, Rock Creek, over in the Superior area. Some of you know where that's at. And I had a realtor at the time representing me, which was great because I'm out there one day, and I'm a pretty sharp guy, I think, for the most part. I mean, I don't think I'm no dummy.
You don't miss too much.
Might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. You
that's
know, that
right.
kind of guy. Okay, so I'm out, and I'm looking at the house, and there's a hole dug. And I can see the foundation walls are in, and I'm kind of eyeballing things, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, well, something doesn't quite look right here. So I'm looking down at the sidewalk where the X is, where your marker is for your property line. I look at the stake way back in the back, and I'm looking at the foundation, and I'm eyeballing right down the line, and I'm like, wait a minute. This foundation's about 5 foot over the line. So get this. So I go back to the construction office and, you know, the little, you know, sales officer, and I knock on the door. I'm like, hey, I think we got a problem here. I think whatever they did foundation-wise, it's now over the line. No, can't be. No. I'm like, I'm not lying
come,
to you.
Come with
come
me.
Come look. So, of course, I grab the little gal from the office, and, you know, we run down there and we look, and I'm like, okay, see this X, see that stake, look right down there with your eyeball.
There's a foundation in the way.
And where's that foundation wall at? Oh, boy, you know what? I think you might be right. So then we go grab the foreman. He happens to be rolling around a truck someplace. You know, they get on the radio and they bring that guy in. So he gets out of the truck and he walks over and, no, can't be. I'm like, yeah, it can be. I said, take a look. I said, here's the X. There's the stake. Eyeball it. And he's looking around back and forth. And, well, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know?
Can you not see?
I said, I can walk this thing in a straight line, and I'm going to fall into the foundation if I do. I said, how's this not on that other side of the line being on the other person's property?
Yep.
Well, come to find out, guess who was right?
You.
Old John was right. They had to resurvey the whole place. They had to replat it. They had to get city approval, slowed the whole thing down. Here's my point, though. Luckily, because I had a realtor,
yes,
that person was able to do a lot of those things I just mentioned, making sure that stuff was going through quickly, getting handled on time. She was sort of the voice, if
right.
you would, my representative.
That's right.
And helped get a lot. I mean, she earned her keep. Let's just
yes,
say
she
that.
Did. They will.
But those are things that can come up even in a new build that you would think, how in the world would that happen? I don't know, but it did.
And the other thing that most people don't know, when you go to buy a new build, the actual purchase contract is nothing like the normal purchase contract on a pre-existing home.
Right.
And there's clauses in there to protect you. There are none in a builder's contract, and your realtor can get those put in and get you protected right. on your earnest money on different things. Now, as far as a builder saying they want you to use their broker to do it, let me explain the reason they do that. They're not going to build a $700,000 house unless they know you qualify for that house.
Mm-hmm.
So having to apply through their broker or their lender to get approved is one. Now the funny part becomes when you start saying they're going to give you money to use their broker. Why is a builder giving up money?
They don't.
Why would he care whether you went with them or me? They don't.
They don't.
I mean, it's just, it's I mean, that it's obvious to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. Again, back to what Kurt just said, have that representative with you, that realtor. There's a lot of things that he or she can do for you. You know, even as the build starts to go along, and again, if you notice something like, hey, I don't think the brick going on is really what we picked out. Because, by the way, those are appointments that most of the time good realtors will go with you.
Yes.
And they will make sure they'll be writing things down, taking pictures and so on, so that as we go down the road and they start looking at the house as well, there's more than one set of eyes looking at things to make. Because stuff happens, folks.
That's right.
The story I just gave you, by the way, is a true story. I could take you to the house and show you on the sidewalk how they had to repin everything, remark it, and move the lot line over to make sure everything was on my lot, not the neighbor's. It happens, folks.
I completely get it. And with the brokers on a new build, the lender that they're using, they only have one lender. They can't shop. They don't have different products. So they're definitely not going to shop for rate because you're controlled. Oh, well, we're giving you this money. Don't worry about it. Well, if it's monopoly money, the rate then becomes important because you're paying on that for 10 to 15 years.
What's that old saying, Kurt? There's no free lunch?
That's right. You're paid somewhere.
There's no free lunch, folks. I don't care what anybody says. There's no free lunch. Now, back to, you know, the housing market and just where I see it going, and we can talk more about this with Kurt when we come back. Again, frankly, folks, when you start looking at the article I just read you about U-Haul and the amount of people that are still moving to Colorado, you look at the amount of supply that we have on homes, you look at the fact that they're really, especially in some of these areas that are more desirable to live, you know, for example, I learned this a long time ago when I was a kid, and it still holds true today. And I know there's some newbies coming into the state that may not understand this, but for the last 75 years in Colorado, anything west of I-25 in the metro area brings a higher price than anything east of I-25.
Exactly.
Even though you might be a quarter of a mile difference in actual distance,
it's going to bring more money.
There's something about that I-25 dividing line through town that makes a difference in what I just said. Yeah. And you can call me crazy, but I'm not.
Well, the mountains haven't moved. And
no.
The space between I-25 and the mountains hasn't gotten bigger.
No, in fact, it's shrunk because there's not much open space
left. So the square foot cost has gone up. Outside, you can keep going east. You can keep doing that. You can't go that way and keep building.
No.
There's nothing there.
And what I mean by that is some of you that may own some property on some of these western suburbs and so on, and there's also certain areas that really are just very, very resilient, you know, Boulder being one of those. I can go down the list of some of the communities in town that are very much that way. And, you know,
Arvada.
Arvada's bet that, you know,
huge.
That Golden Arvada area now. Even Westminster's turning into this because of its location. I can go down like Castle Pines. I mean, I can go up and down the Front Range, folks, and literally that dividing line, that I-25 and what's on the west side, the reality is there's just not much space left to put houses. So if there's anything for sale, typically those things are gobbled up immediately.
Yep.
Literally within days in some cases. And I don't see that, again, because of everything I just said, I don't see that changing. Now, downtown Denver, I think you could still see some exodus on downtown Denver. If it isn't already, you know, well, it's already happening, and it's not over with, is my point.
Right. I don't know, depending on how this COVID has really affected that, especially with the office buildings, people don't have a need to live there, and that's why there's been such a push outside.
That's right. The other thing I think that's going to affect downtown Denver, which we talk about, you know, here on this show quite a bit, is just the way they've handled homelessness and other things going on, crime and so on in the downtown Denver area. Until they get some of that stuff cleaned up and make it more inviting to come back and live there, you're going to see people leaving.
We haven't been down there in a year.
And you're not the only one, by the
we
way. Have,
we don't even go down.
No, therein lies the problem. You're not the only one doing that.
So,
all right, we'll come right back. We'll talk a little more. This is good stuff, by the way. If you got a question for Kurt, let us know. 303-477-5600. And I'll mention real quick, too, if you need Kurt, call him directly, 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500. But Kevin Flesh is up next. Another great guy, by the way. And really, when it comes to the legal side of the fence and even in things I just mentioned a moment ago with the real estate end, if you've got something like that and you need some help, Kevin is your guy. Not only accidents, he'll help you literally with anything legal you need, minus family law. That's about all he doesn't do. 303-806-8886 or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, where you can see clearly. They'll take care of a crack, a pit, anything along those lines, you know, one of the stars, or replace the complete windshield. And one of the things, too, Charlie reminded me the other day that Novus Auto Glass has, we're going to put a form on the KLZ Radio website where you can actually get these for free. And that is, they got these cool little stickers that if you get a little chip and you don't have time to fix it immediately, you can put this little sticker on top, and literally it keeps everything from getting down inside the crack and makes it easier for them to fix without having all the crud and different things in it, even from car washes and so on. So we're going to put a form up on the radio, or on the KLZ Radio website here in the near future, where you can actually fill that form out and get some of those for free. But right now, you can call any of them, and they will give you one of those as well. So find a location near you. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
Exercise that Second Amendment right. Go to Franktown Firearms, where they can get trained. You can get trained, I should say. They've got some great classes even for seasoned shooters. Or if you're just out for the first time and want to buy a gun, they'll help you on either end of the spectrum. 720-770-7777. Or again, find them at klzradio.com.
Before you actually start carrying a firearm, you need to develop the mindset of safety. Whether you consider yourself an experienced shooter or if you've never shot a gun, head trainer Karen Murray recommends signing up for the basic concealed carry class at Franktown Firearms first, because everyone has bad habits to break. You need to start with the basics, but you also can't walk out of a CCW class with a gun strapped to your hip thinking you're Jack Bauer. Once you've registered for your concealed carry permit, come back to Franktown Firearms for Karen's tactical pistol course to put your skills into practice. Karen will teach you the 6 steps to proper holster draw, giving you the chance to practice situational awareness in a safe environment. Karen loves watching her students leave her tactical pistol course at Franktown Firearms wearing their guns in their holsters for the first time. Register for a class now at klzradio.com/Franktown. Confidence through practice.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, and it is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt, and Charlie. Kurt Rogers, by the way, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And we were talking during the break. You know, I think for me, I don't know that I can say I've ever made a mistake in buying a home, because I've always came out, you know, in Colorado, like I said earlier, I've always come out fine on the homes that I've bought and sold. I think, though, looking back, the mistakes I've made on homes, Kurt, is I should have kept, not sold.
Yeah, there's one or two that I look at. I should have kept that one.
Yeah, I have a couple that I look back on and think those
3 years later, it just went right through the
roof. And these were homes that to this day would have cash flowed extremely well. I mean, I had a house up at my first house was not too far from CU's campus in Boulder up there towards the foothills off Broadway. And, you know, that whole area is rentals for the college. And, you know, not only would it have cash flowed well, but that thing is probably gone up about 600% from when I owned it.
Yep.
I mean, it would have been a great investment. But, you know, back then I was raising a family and doing the things I needed to do. And, you know, it's no different than a lot of folks today listening. So you got to do what you got to do and get that first, you know, first things first, get those things handled first. But again, folks, I think for me, some of the mistakes I made was just not looking down the road enough, not keeping houses and then turning those into, you know, potential, you know, rental and income and so on. And you could have easily done that back in the day. So, but
very,
you know,
very easily.
And by the way, you've got programs for even that today for folks that are listening.
There's actually a new program that just came out not too long ago. And the way that it's for buying investment property, as long as the rent that you're collecting is more than the mortgage payment and you have a 680 credit score, you're approved. And I'll say it again.
Good enough. Do that again, yes.
If your rent is more than the mortgage payment on the property you're trying to buy or refinance and you have a 680 credit score or above, you're approved.
It's a done deal.
Done.
That's almost too good to be true.
Yeah, it came out probably a month ago, and I've got several investors that are just redoing their property, pulling the cash out. They don't have to go through. They don't have to produce all them documents.
And they can go buy other ones. That's what they're doing. They're pulling equity out and buying other properties.
He's got 19.
Yeah, it's not. They're not dumb, by the way.
No,
very smart way to do it.
And that brings up the point on why the housing, what's going on in the housing market. Renters are buying, investors are buying homes, and they're doing it for one main reason. Because the rates are so low, they're going to be able to save a half to three quarters of a point in a rate, saves them $200 to $250 a month. So even if the market goes down,
still fine.
It's a no-lose proposition for them, and that's why they're buying investment properties.
And they also know there's always going to be a certain amount of people that
have to rent.
They can't buy.
Even if the value goes down, they still got to rent. That's why they're ahead of the game.
They got to have a roof over their head, and
they
these guys
get
know
it
that.
Quick.
Yeah, and again, folks, I'm going back in time, you know, for me in Colorado, and again, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I think if you look at all the data and just sort of look at where things are headed and you know, just the whole housing market in general across the country, because by the way, there's other parts of the country that are exactly the same way we are right now. It's no different there.
Yes.
Not every place, but a lot of places are just like us. So, all right, I know you got to do disclaimers. I'll give you time to do that.
7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. Regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191. Our phone number is 720-895-0500. And you can find us at aimortgage.net.
And folks, let me tell you what. I mean this sincerely. If there's anything you need on the mortgage end of it, I know I say it a lot, but I really mean it. Kurt's your guy. He'll take great care of you. There's not a single person I've recommended him to that hasn't come back and said, you know what, best decision ever made. Thanks for the referral. That's what I get constantly, and I appreciate that from you, Kurt.
Thank you
very much. So, Ascentel Center is coming up next. Same situation, by the way. Anybody I've sent to Dr. Julie, same deal. She is great. She'll help you out. She'll make you feel better. She'll get you on track, whether that's losing weight or just feeling better altogether, including the mental side. She's there for you. She's got a free brain tap that she can do right now to do a brain analysis. So talk to her today. Call her at 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. And I meant what I said earlier, too, about Kurt, not just because he was sitting here, but really he is a guy that will just tell you straight up, what can I do? What can we not do? Here's some great, here's some, some ideas for you. Here's some alternatives maybe to what you've even got going on right now. And for those of you looking at doing some rental properties and making some money that way, you just heard Kurt talk a moment ago about how he can do that for you. So again, give him a call, 720-895-0500. He is your guy and he would love to help you out. All right, if you missed the first hour, please catch it next between 6 and 7. We had a great first hour with Rachel Keene, Conservative Mama. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Enjoy your evening. Be safe. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.